Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
Did you know Bridgestone developed a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials? Making a difference today for future generations. That's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, Ford.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Jesus Christ, I'm so, stupid.
Everything is the same. Okay. It was our second week of shooting, and to my surprise, filming seemed to be going better. People seemed optimistic. All but for... Have you seen...
Eleanor.
The movie's lead.
In here.
Jesus. Hey. What are you doing?
Shh.
Ow. Okay. Let go of me.
Did you know about this?
Know about what? Is that page 6?
Yes.
Okay, you don't...
Just listen. Rumors abound from the set of Einstein where Ford Hamilton is supposedly dating Harvard professor Dr. Elena Kerry. The two met when Ford visited Harvard to do research for his role. But our sources say it's not meant to be. Elena and Ford are icy. Someone familiar with the production said... It might even be a bid for a little extra attention for the film. They don't seem happy at all. We'll wait and see, but call us interested in this potential controversy.
Who leaked it?
It's speculation.
Someone familiar with the production. What does that mean?
Leaked means someone who knows we're faking it. There are only two people who do, and they're in this room.
And Becky.
Did she leak it?
No.
She's at Harvard, right? The first story breaks there. And now you're here and this story breaks?
Becky did not leak it.
Can you really be sure?
Just because in Hollywood no one's ever had a friend that wouldn't sell them out for 3 minutes of fame.
Yeah. Hollywood's a big evil town. Original. It wasn't you?
No. How could you think that of me?
Prolonged association with a beautiful Harvard physicist benefits my career. But you? Maybe you've already got what you needed.
Your studio still owes me contracts for the option.
And then when you get them, you have more incentive to call it off than I do.
If I did, I wouldn't leak it to the press. I'd tell you.
Do you want to call it off?
Did I? Yes, I had come in expecting the worst. But the script was improving, and set was proving more interesting than I could have believed. That said, I was neglecting my work at Harvard. The contracts on my book option would supposedly be done this week. I should have been looking for an off-ramp, and yet, I liked being taken seriously. On set. And though I'd never admit it to him, the allure of being Ford Hamilton's girlfriend had extended into my work in physics, too. Twice since I'd arrived, I'd been asked to represent the department at a conference or event or gala in replace of my department chair. Guggenheim, Richard Hart Gala, Harvard's Physics Club co-chair, they've all emailed me asking if I'll be there.
Oh, I'm so sorry for you. You're an elegant too.
For? What? My jeans?
No. 10 female scientists forgotten by history.
Marge?
Number 2.
Did I want to leave? I wanted normalcy back. My life off of someone else's news. But could more be gained from staying than leaving? Or was it better to cut and run? No.
No?
I see no need to call it off yet.
Okay, good.
So what do we do? You think they'll buy us after this?
No, not unless we give them something else.
Something else? No. No, 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 no. Yes.
No.
Yes.
You're taking Ford Hamilton to the Guggenheim Awards dinner?
I just said yes.
In New York?
Yes.
Which you flew to?
Don't make me say it. You know I don't agree.
Which you flew to?
On his private jet. Yes.
Staying together? Same room?
No. We're sleeping separately. Adjoining rooms.
So the potential's there. My God. You're bringing him into your world.
Not really.
And you said you weren't going to.
This isn't my world.
It's a dinner for the most notable scientists this year. Not for actors playing them in a movie.
Yes, but I don't go to these things.
Oh, I know.
And when I do go, I arrive late, leave early, avoid mingling, and I'm usually in bed by 9:15.
Don't tell me. It's too depressing.
It's not depressing. It's healthy.
Sad. It's just sad.
Becky, you know me.
I do. Which is why I'm wondering why you're doing this.
I told you.
Someone blabbed to Page 6. I know. Like it matters.
What do you mean?
Please, Elena. There's about as much truth in the entirety of the post as fits on a Snapple cap. And when it comes to celebrities...
A source close to the production...
Could have been anyone. You could just stage a kiss and resolve the whole thing. Do you want to go with Ford?
No, no way. I'm fully prepared for the evening to be embarrassing.
Why?
This isn't his crowd.
He's a Hollywood movie star. He brings in box office numbers that are the size of several large countries. Everyone's his crowd.
Listen, can I call you later? I'm in the middle of getting ready.
What are you wearing?
I brought a black shift dress.
No, 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 no.
What?
The one you wore to H.R. Martin's funeral?
Maybe.
Oh my God.
It's all I brought. I wasn't prepared to dress up.
You can't wear that dress. It's Ford Hamilton.
It's my event.
Aha! So you admit it.
Becky.
How long do you have until you have to leave?
I don't know. 20 minutes?
Okay, so it's an emergency.
Hang on.
Who's that? That him?
It shouldn't be.
Elena, it's Bibi.
Hi.
Hi. I wasn't sure you had anything to wear, so I had the third assistant get you some samples.
Thank God.
Sorry, is somebody in here?
No, just me.
Okay, so I got this Chanel, this Gucci, this Miu Miu. Would you like to try them?
I'll try all three.
Oh, I was coming over to...
I figured it'd be easier.
I was going to pick you up from your room.
Meeting in the lobby's fine, really.
Well, I guess we're here now. Wow.
What?
I...
What?
You look...
Ridiculous?
I wouldn't say that.
Overdressed? Absurd?
Stunning. You look stunning.
Oh. Well, it's the dress. All credit really goes to BB.
It's not the dress. Shall we?
Of course.
After you.
Thanks.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
You're fidgety.
I'm not.
You're going to wrinkle your dress.
That would be a tragedy.
I've been to a million of these things.
Scientific awards?
Awards. Award shows, galas, the whole thing. Do you know what I've learned?
There is no end to Hollywood self-flattery?
Yes. And the more you look the part, the better you fit.
I don't need to look the part. This is my world.
Ah.
What?
Nothing.
No.
It's me.
Sorry?
It's me you're nervous about. You're worried about bringing me?
No.
Because you think I can't hack it?
No.
Or because you think it will be too smart for me?
Oh, please.
Come on. You've doubted my intelligence before.
I don't recall.
Although I don't think this crowd will be talking relativity over canapes.
You'd be surprised. I don't like going to these things on my own. Let alone bringing a fake date with someone who isn't scientific.
Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Biden... Caroline Kennedy.
What?
all people I've had dinner with and conversed with.
About...
AI, the border, nuclear energy.
You... how?
Sometimes I don't think you realize, Elena, I'm a celebrity.
Despite what I'd said to Ford, I was nervous about the whole thing.
Champagne?
Thank you. Just relax.
I am relaxed.
We're here to get our photographs taken. Mingle. Keep up the charade.
Now I'm wishing we'd called it off.
Say hi to a few people. Talk. Laugh.
I never laugh at these things.
There's no pressure. We're not here to be crowned prom king and queen.
I never went to my prom.
No date?
No interest.
That surprises me.
Shut up.
Believe it or not, I know how to mingle.
That's not a skill.
Yes, it is. You'll see. Here, take a tartlet. You look like you're starving.
Thanks.
The Guggenheim Awards were one of the most prestigious in all of academia. I had never been invited, never attended. And now, here I was, not arriving late, not leaving early, but arriving on time and carting around a...
Good God. Are you Ford Hamilton?
Celebrity.
The Ford Hamilton?
So rude.
What?
She said so good. Ah. She loves broccoli.
So, are you?
I am.
Amazing.
Perhaps I shouldn't have been surprised. As Becky said, Ford sold out more movies than most people had pennies. But despite the attention, he was...
Alexander Brishnikov, Yale grad, studying paramyxoviruses at MIT. You won't believe it. I'm Ernest DuBolt, Dean of Columbia. I got to Guggenheim in
2013.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Unfazed.
Ernest!
Alexander, I want to introduce you to...
My God, are you Ford Hamilton?
Guilty.
I loved Midnight Run. It's not my lie to tell.
Nice to meet you.
Alexander Brishnikov. Huge, huge fan. And you are?
Elena Caring.
Dr. Elena Caring. Of...
Harvard. I know. You know Paul Brown?
Yes, he was one of my advisors.
Look, don't hold it against him, but when you graduated, he sent me your PhD.
Paul Brown did?
He's an old friend. We go way back. Undergrad.
Harvard?
Princeton.
It seems to always be one of the three.
Quite. Tell me, have there been any advances on your work on string theory?
Yes, some.
Anything you'd be willing to share?
Well, I...
She'd be happy to. It's amazing. And ask about her book, too.
Book?
On Maleva Marriage. It's a masterpiece. Elena?
Yes.
I'm going to get us a refill. What do you want? Scotch? Neat?
Oh my God, fresh air.
I know.
Oh my God, how long were we there?
3-4 hours?
It flew by. I had no idea. Alexander.
He liked you.
He liked you.
When he said that thing about vaccines.
I know. Crazy. I couldn't believe it.
Please. I saw your face.
What?
You were laughing.
I was not.
Uh-huh.
I was not.
Just do me a favor, okay?
Okay.
Never go into acting.
Shut up. Is this your car?
That one. Charlie. Hey, your train.
My what?
Your dress. Here.
Oh, just leave it.
You don't care at all, do you?
No, not really.
So?
So?
What do you think?
About the night?
About me.
Mingle is a skill.
Ha, told you.
I'm impressed.
Finally.
You don't care about my approval.
You don't know what I care about.
Well, don't let it get to your head.
Ah, no can do.
Anyway, I think they were all charmed because you were there with me.
With you?
Not with me, with me.
Photos should tell a different story. Us, side by side, holding hands.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Is it?
Is it what?
Just a story.
Hey, Mr. Hamilton, we're here.
Yes, thanks, Charlie.
Well, good night.
Want to have a drink? What?
I never figured you'd be...
What?
Messy.
This isn't messy, it's lived in.
We've been here for 8 hours.
You should see it after a few days. When you're on the road as much as I am, every place has got to become a home.
So the coffee cup in your bathroom is a...
Act of domesticity, yes. Here. Cheers.
Cheers. We're good at this now. Pretending. Fake dating.
Is it pretending?
What do you...
No one's around. It's just you and me.
Not everyone wants to sleep with you.
No, I know. I've always had trouble with men aged 35 to 60 who identify as straight and Central and South America.
Not me.
This isn't flirting?
I'm method. I make no distinction between on and off screen. You're really reading this? My book?
Yeah, and a whole host of other things. To you, they probably seem elementary. Stephen Hawking, Carlo Rovelli.
No, they don't.
Elena?
I've got to get some sleep.
Good night.
Good night. Holy shit.
Hey, scientists, how critical is pure water to you? In this new podcast, Lab Water Stories Unfiltered, we at Millipore Sigma look closer at this often overlooked lab essential. Tune in as experts drop tips and insights not found in textbooks, taken from their work with MilliQ Lab Water Solutions. Lab Water Stories Unfiltered. Find it wherever you get your podcasts. Millipore Sigma is the U.S. and Canada life science business of Merck KGaA Darmstadt, Germany.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.